You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today, we're going to be talking about joy, or at least Joshua is, and all the people in the bootcamp who are asking questions. It really boils down to the fact that this is a feeling reality. All we're ever doing is feeling something. We're either feeling fear and resistance or joy and acceptance, love and acceptance. And so as we move towards more love, towards more joy, we create lives that are enhanced and we allow our vibrations to raise. And that brings in, guess what? More joy, more love, more everything that we want. And Joshua in this episode talks about the best way to do that. So I think you'll find it fascinating. We are about to start another boot camp. This will be the last boot camp of the year, and it may be the last boot camp for a little while. We have some things going on in January, so this would be the time to get involved. Once you're in the boot camp, you're in for life. So the sooner you start, the sooner you'll get to an understanding of who you are, the sooner your life will make more sense, the sooner you'll have more effectiveness in everything you do, and the sooner you'll have a lot more clarity. Once you have the clarity, you'll realize that this physical reality that we're in is really a spiritual journey. Once you get on board with your spiritual journey, everything starts working. Until you do, you're going to have some issues in certain areas of your life. As you can look around your life, you might say, well, I'm doing well here, but not so well here. What's that all about? Well, once you get on a spiritual journey, you'll understand what it's about, because the entire system is set up to make you pay attention to this journey to discover who you truly are. And the bootcamp does that really well. Also, please share this podcast with your friends. Share it on Facebook. Like it or subscribe to it wherever you listen to podcasts. And the best thing you can do is leave a review. The reviews carry the most weight in all of this. And the more people get to see this podcast or listen to the podcast, the more it grows, the more it's able to affect lives of all people all over the world. So I hope you enjoy this show. It's all about joy, and we'll see you next time. Bye. We are thrilled to be here.
thrilled.
Hi, Joshua.
Let's start off with a fun conversation. Just for the fun of it, just for the joy of it. There's nothing serious going on here at all. It's only for this game that you're playing, this game called physical reality, where you get to be you. You get to explore what that's like. Maybe you understand a little bit more about who you truly are. Maybe you'll go on a path of self-discovery, and each step of the way, you'll learn a little bit more about who you are, not to get anywhere, not to get into realization, not to change anything, other than to be in more joy, in more love, expressing your love, being who you are, being more authentic, not worrying about the stuff that doesn't matter, the stuff that you think is so important, just being free from all that, embracing true freedom, true abundance, expanding through every experience in joy, just for the fun of the entire experience. So let's start at the beginning. Let's say that we start with the idea that you are the creator of your reality. Great. And that you don't really believe that. Great. Because you see yourself as a victim. Great. And you don't remember who you truly are. Awesome. This is all part of the whole design that you designed. You designed all of this from the beginning. You said, I'm going to come into physical reality and forget who I am and adopt a bunch of limiting beliefs and then go on this journey to come to some new awareness of who I am. And wherever you get to is where you get to. So there's no pressure. There's no stress. No, it's eternal. So there is nothing outside of you that's ever going to care. You're not going to care when you return to non-physical. You're going to see the whole thing as an expansive experience of something wonderful, something wonderful. You're going to understand who you are more than at any other incarnation of who you were. But remember, you set this up. That means you're the creator of all this. That means you can be, have, and do anything you want. That means your perception of who you are is the only thing that matters. You can perceive yourself as a victim. That is not true. That is understandable because you set that up, but it's simply not true. And somehow in your journey of self-discovery, you've acted on enough inspiration to lead you to this conversation right now. Whether you're on the call live or you're listening to this at a later date, somehow, some way, you've gone through enough experiences to birth enough desires to cause you to want something different. That led you from your inner self and your guides and supporters to lead you to this conversation right now. Excellent. So now where is this leading? Well, it's simply leading you to more and more and more awareness of who you truly are. For what purpose? No purpose. For what reason? Well, maybe joy, maybe fun, maybe more effectiveness, maybe understanding of a deeper alignment with a purpose, not a purpose in the sense that this is something you are destined to do or must do, in the understanding that your joy will be found in this purpose. And we say, if you can focus on what interests you, and if you can focus on your passions, you will be led step by step, because in the paying attention to what interests you, into being in joy, into following your passions, into a state of living in bliss, you'll be with less resistance. Imagine that you found something you absolutely love to do. Well, in the doing of that thing, time loses its meaning. You focus less on the physical reality around you. You may forget to eat or forget to sleep or things like that. You'll be so consumed with what you're doing in joy. This opens you up, because in this following of a passion, you are not so concerned about problems because your attention is on something that you love. Well, anything that allows you to focus on who you truly are will bring more joy. Anytime you understand yourself from a higher perspective, you'll bring more joy. So let's just say this. You are the creator of your reality. You're here on a journey of self-discovery to discover truly that you are the creator of your reality. On that path, you can suffer and bemoan all the experiences that happen to you, looking at them as the victim from the limited perspective, or you can choose right now to adopt a perspective that you are the creator of your reality and that every single thing that happens along your journey is there to enlighten you to the fact that you actually are the creator. So that means that your parents, your siblings, your friends, your teachers, all the obstacles that you ever faced, all of the problems that you ever perceived existed, all of the manifestation events you've ever had have been for one purpose: to help you discover that you're the creator of your reality. And so now that you're discovering at a level where very, very, very few people on earth are aware, you can look back now and say, everything happened so I got to this point. This point is a new point. There has been no other group of humans in existence who have come collectively to the understanding of what you understand, whether you're on this call or within the greater community of those listening to this conversation at a later date. You're in that group. You are in that group. That means something. It means that you did not get here by accident, that you are willing to understand who you are from higher and higher and higher and higher and higher levels of awareness. And as you do that, you must come to understand that your reality is not confined to your present idea of who you are. It includes your present idea of who you are, but let's just say that is 1% of it. Your reality is who you think you are, the thoughts about who you are, your beliefs about who you are, the things that are coming to your in your mind, your mental construct of who you are, plus everything that's in your reality. So your body is your manifestation of the physical you-ness that is you, exactly as you perceive it to be. Your house is also you. Your mate is also you. You created this version of you to play around with this idea of you so that you can come to a better awareness of who you are. Your parents are you. Your siblings are you. Your city is you. Your country is you. Your politics is you. Your world is you. Your car is you. Your job is you. It's all you. Nothing is not you. It's all you. So can you see the context of you thinking that you're just this person who was born at this place and had this experience, and this is where you exist right now, and that you've managed to move into that building where you live, and you've managed to meet those people, and you feel a separation between all of it? Well, we'll tell you one little interesting note. The separation is the illusion. It's all you, and it's all wonderful, and you created it all, and you get to play with it all. And when you think of yourself on these larger terms, you are coming into a greater awareness of who you are, which allows you to expand even more, allows you to expand your ideas about who you are even more. And your reality is an exact reflection of your opinion of yourself. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I've got a question.
Excellent. Tammy.
And at the beginning of March, I went to the dentist and she told me I needed a root canal. And I said, fine, paid the money and was booked in. And then we had COVID. And so they made a new appointment and another new appointment. And I probably have had four appointments, which have they've changed. And it's actually going to now take place in a couple of days. So I went on an online seminar. And yesterday they had one of the speakers was a MD who was from Harvard and very impressive. And suddenly he said, if you have a root canal, take it out because it wipes out 63% of your immune system. And I went, holy cow, as you can imagine, in fear. Ah, what am I going to do about my root canal? Should I go? Should I not go? Is it suddenly being told this? Is this a warning for me not to do it? Or is it something that I've got to work my way through and align with and decide actually whatever he says doesn't matter, I'll do what I want to do? What do you think?
Humans tend to look outside of themselves for answers, perceiving that no intelligence or wisdom exists within. Because where does the intelligence come from? Well, if you perceive that you must learn from others, you must read books, you must go to school, you must believe that other people have more knowledge and experience than you, well, then you're subjecting yourself to whatever it is that comes into your reality. And so you say, well, I didn't have a proper education because my parents couldn't afford it, or I lived in this country or whatever it was. Therefore, I don't know enough. And so I have to base all my decisions on some other expert outside of me. In that perception, you have to perceive yourself as a victim. In that perception, you have to perceive yourself as not enough. You cannot make decisions because you do not have enough information. And so the universe will set you on all kinds of trajectories and experiences and obstacles and manifestation events, leading you to the conclusion eventually that you had all the information the whole time. And so as you go through this, going through these experiences and resisting them and not understanding the message within the experience, the message within the experience is always that you are all that it is. You are everything. You are making this all up. You are creating all of it. You are taking things far more seriously than you need to. You are not having enough fun. You're not having enough joy. You are thinking that in order to protect myself and save myself, I have to do this thing that someone outside of me says I need to do. They're the expert, not me. And then you will succumb to that. But if you do not get the lesson, then this lesson has to be retold and retold in manifestation events over and over again. Now, let's just say here that you say, okay, Joshua, I'm the creator of my reality. I have an inner self and inner guides who know exactly where I should go and how things should work for me. I can always call on them and they will give me the answer. And so you say, boy, I really do not want to have this procedure done. I really think it's going to be painful. I don't see the benefit of it. But yet this person's saying I have to have it done or something bad will happen. So I'm existing as a victim in this sense. And so I'm going to go to my inner self and my inner guides, and I'm going to call on them to tell me what to do. And from that state of fear, you will have no answer. Because in fear, you cannot connect on the level that you need to connect to your inner self, trusting that guidance will come from within. Well, there's a dilemma there, isn't there? You are in trouble either way. Because you're believing this thing is serious, you're dipping down into that fear state of the victim, and the victim has no communication with the inner self. The only thing you can do is see yourself from this higher perspective and say, hold on here. This is interesting, isn't it? I get this thing that other people have gone through and that dentists do all the time, and that there is maybe this problem that could arise out of it, or there is this pain that is in this thing. But let's look at the reality of it. The reality was I booked this appointment back when I was a lower vibrational version of me. I've gone on a spiritual path since then. I've gone through experiences that I've thought more about who I truly am. I've actually moved away from that perception of the victim and more towards this understanding of myself as the creator. And now I'm led to new information. Now I'm led to a new way of thinking of this. Maybe this new way of thinking of it is more aligned with who I truly am. Maybe, just maybe, there's more information that I can glean as the creator of my reality, as the source, as all that is. Imagine that I am the creator. Why would I need this issue to come up? Well, because at the time I was being the victim, and this manifestation event perfectly aligns with the victim. As I've moved more towards who I truly am, I'm now receiving new information. But since I couldn't get it from within, I'm attracting it from another source. Now I have to reconcile which source is more relevant to me. Is it this dentist that has possibly an agenda or a belief system or was aligned with who I used to be? Or is it this other person that's coming into my reality now? And you don't have to make a decision right now. Just think about who you truly are. If you're the creator of your reality, is there any problems? If you're the creator of your reality, can you make any mistakes? The answer that we would say is no. However, you have to realize where your vibration is. Is your vibration in full love and acceptance of what is, without the fear of anything bad happening to you, the creator? Or is there still some remnants of, I'm not sure. I don't want anything bad to happen. I better take someone else's advice. What does everyone else think? What does my husband think? What do my friends think? What do all these other people think? What are they saying to do? You see, this is what the victim does. The victim always looks for answers outside of themselves. The creator realizes all the answers come internally. And if not always internally, then you'll be led to the path of least resistance to some other information that would match who you truly are. Now, we don't want to say what this is. We don't want to get in your way here. We'll never tell you what to do. We just simply want to look at it as the perspective. Are you looking at it from the victim perspective or from the creator's perspective? And this is a game you'll have to play by yourself. If you think the decision is important, you'll be in fear. If you think it'll all work out, you'll be in love. Yet, the victim can never think it will all work out. And the creator can never think it won't work out. And therein lies your conundrum. Who will you choose to be? Will you have enough faith and enough compassion for yourself and enough understanding that you're a different version of yourself now, and that you're always moving to a higher and higher vibrational version of yourself, but the universe must show you where you are. And it shows you where you are through events such as this. Does that make any sense to you whatsoever?
Yes. Yeah. No, it does. I think it does make sense.
Excellent. So what do you think you're going to do now?
Well, so my initial reaction was, I can't possibly do this. And I'll say that, I'll cancel it or postpone it while I research it. And then you research it, then you see information saying one thing, information saying another thing, and it doesn't actually come to any conclusions. And
yet, you are asking for conclusion right now. The conclusion may come in 3 weeks as you go along this journey of research. As you say, let's take it from a new perspective. What if I am the creator of my reality? What if I accept that I will be guided to the proper decision one way or the other, and that I'm not basing any credence on either way? If it is for my highest good to have the procedure done, then that's what will happen. And if it's not, then that's what will happen. Let's say that I spend the next 3 weeks looking around, being guided to wherever seems to be the interesting thing, that what am I interested in? What is resonating with me? And then go from there without needing to make any decision at any time. Could you do that?
I could, but I've got to make a decision now because the appointment's on Thursday.
So you have to do, there's no possible way that you could postpone that appointment.
I can put it off, but I've got to decide whether to go ahead with it or to postpone it.
Well, let's say that you haven't come to a decision now. Would it make sense to postpone it until you've had time to make a decision?
I think that makes sense. But I think with the research that I've already looked into, I think I'll just drive myself crazy and just get even more confused. Because
that's what it seems like, doesn't it? It seems like there's conflicting information on every single subject that you look at. However, some of the information is based in fear. Some of the information is coming to you when you are in that victim mode. When you can consciously say, let's take another look at this. Let's imagine that I'm the creator of my reality and that this event has been manifested to show me the difference between being a victim and being the creator. I have been a victim in the past and this is what's come to me. I am in fear of this. I am worried about it. And then I'm being shown a whole bunch of different sides to this without ever coming to any conclusion. Let's take 2 weeks. And let's say in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to see myself as a creator of my reality, as the source of it. I'm not going to be in fear of it. I'm not going to make a decision one way or the other. I'm not going to see it as bad or wrong or as necessary. I'm just going to say it's an experience. And so in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to relax and see what comes. And at the end of those 2 weeks, I will have a clearer idea. But my primary stance is to know that I'm the creator of all of this. And let's just be curious about what comes through. We promise you, if you can adopt this stance for a couple of weeks, probably will happen a lot quicker, but if you could for a couple of weeks, by the end of that experiment, you will have far more awareness than you do now. And that's what this is all about. Start choosing to be the creator and see what comes to you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have one.
Yes.
I have
one.
I get triggered. I had tried to ask earlier, but I get triggered if someone talks shit about something I really enjoy. Like it can be, I like eating cereal. And then if somebody says,
but let's talk about judgment.
Right.
Judgment.
Well, if it's like, let's say it's somebody, let's say I had a wife and somebody said she looks stupid or nasty. And then,
okay. And so are you judging that statement?
Like, I would want to say something.
You would want to act on an urge to change the condition because you are judging the statement as wrong. So if someone says that, are you judging that statement?
Yes, I'm thinking it.
You're judging the statement. So all judgment stems from what?
I'm judging it like if they say she's looks stupid. I'm
right.
Thinking.
We understand that. All right. Judgment stems from what?
judgment stems from limiting belief.
Exactly. Without the limiting beliefs, it would be impossible to judge. If you had no limiting belief in the area, it would be impossible to judge. What is the one thing you know for sure?
One thing I know for sure.
Yes, that if someone said something that was against that or contrary to that thing, you know for sure.
Like if they said the cereal is taste, oh, I like cereal too, or something. Then,
well, if you cared about something, if you were concerned about it, you couldn't know it. Now, let's just say that you know for sure that you live in whatever city you live in. And someone says, you live in Alaska. Would you feel any negative emotion if they said that?
No, I'd say it's wrong.
You know for sure that you live where you live. And right. They must be crazy. And so you feel maybe empathy for them, but you don't concern yourself. What if it was a three-year-old and said, we live in Bolivia? You'd say, no, honey, we live here. You wouldn't have any negative emotion because there's no fear. So every time you judge anything, it's always based on a limiting belief, always based in fear, and you want them to agree with you. In the agreement, you perceive that you won't have the fear. In the disagreement, you have the fear. So all it is them pointing out that you have a limiting belief. Thank you for pointing out I have a limiting belief. I will not change you. I will not need your agreement because they could be right. They could be right. In fact, they are right from their perspective, always 100% of the time. So you look at your limiting belief and say, okay, why do I need this agreement? Because of this, this, or the other thing, whatever your inner self tells you. I want things to be a certain way because I fear in not having them this way, I'm not going to get what I need. I'm not going to get what I lack. I'm not going to be fulfilled. I'm not going to feel worthy. I'm not going to understand who I am. This is simply in this one area, a confusion. See, limiting beliefs are lack of information. Beneficial beliefs have much more information. Without the information, the belief becomes limiting. With full information, the belief becomes empowering. So imagine the belief as a circle that has a lot of holes in it. And imagine now that the empowering belief has fewer and smaller holes because there's more information. If you can add some information to those limiting beliefs or prove that the limiting belief is false altogether, you reduce the intensity of it. And this is the importance of that. Because first of all, how you feel is reflective of who you think you are. And if you have a lot of limiting beliefs, you're going to think you're separate from all that is, that you're a victim and that you're not the creator of your reality. There's nothing wrong with that. It is an exploration. But it's not very effective because you intended to discover who you are. That's why you're here. That's why you're in the bootcamp. That's why you're on this phone call right now. That's why these manifestation events feel so intense to you because you really want to know who you are. You really want to get over this victim mentality. You really want to become more effective. You really want to understand your soul's purpose. You really want to come to an awakening of who you truly are. And everyone else that comes into your reality is your creation who will say these things to cause a manifestation event so that you can identify a limiting belief and process that limiting belief. Yet if you're still tied to this old approach to life where everything outside of you affects you, well, then you're still being the victim. It's your choice now to say, anytime I feel negative emotion, I'm going to realize it's just my set of beliefs from this perception that I am not all that is, that I am not source, that I am not the creative reality, that I have to worry about other people who seem to be able to create my reality. That's the first illusion you want to get over. Nothing outside of you means anything. Simply a reflection. That's all it means. You are a limitless being of love. You cannot be defined. You can perceive these threats from outside of you, but they're your creation, so they're not threats. They're simply showing you where your resistance is. Give up that resistance and you raise your vibration, and then you find new limiting beliefs to work on, and you keep this path of ascension going until eventually, doing enough work with your belief system, you will not need the manifestation events. You will not need those people coming to say these things. You will not need it. See, you need it now. That's why it's happening now. Everything that is happening in your reality is because you need it. If you didn't need it, it wouldn't happen. If you could identify the resistant thought at the thought stage and process the limiting belief that caused you to think that thing's wrong, well, you wouldn't need the full-blown physical manifestation of this resistance to come to your reality. When you can get to that level, well, now you're going with the flow. Now you're receiving inspiration. Now you're being more effective. Now you're traveling this true path of ascension that you came here for. This does not happen overnight. This is a process. Let's just say it takes 2 years. Right. You come from the version of you that where you started, and at the end, you'll be this higher version of you that is now thinking this stuff. If you're doing your manifestation event forms at night when all these things happen without reacting to urges to change the conditions, you'll get there eventually after doing enough of these forms and after doing the work that you know that will be of benefit to you and not letting your ego say, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do this, you don't need this. You push past that fear and you do your daily spiritual practice, you do your daily meditation, and you do your evening homework. If you're doing those things, then all of this will process itself. That is the process. That's the ascension process. You made it into the ascension process, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. But just realize, in judgment, always, all the time, it's based in limiting belief. And the judgment is the fear that the thing you're judging could create in your reality. Since that's not possible, you're judging an illusion.
That was amazing. Thank you, Josh.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes, Kim.
Okay. Hi. So I work for a visiting nurse association, and so I see all kinds of people every day. I go into their homes and stuff, and I'm having a little bit of, well, I guess I want to know, how can I best serve these people? Some of the people that I'm talking about are people that I see repeatedly, and you know, they still do the same things. I mean, like I do say, you know, some of the same behaviors and keep myself stuck too. So I'm starting to understand that a little bit better. But like, you know, where they smoke and they drink and they just, their house is a mess. And I just think, what am I doing to help them? I don't know. What can I do to help them better, serve them?
You serve them by being present, but you'll never help them because they don't need your help. You can't create in their reality. All you can do is present your energy. If your energy is that of one who needs to help them for them to have something better, have some better outcome, then you're in fear and you'll never serve them because the vibration you bring into that situation is fear-based. This is a bad situation, and I am coming here to fix a problem. And in that perception, you're just bringing fear. You're trying to change the conditions. You're trying to control an outcome. Imagine the sun rises, and it happens to warm your home. The sun isn't rising in order to warm your home or to fix the problem of lack of warmth in your home. The sun is just being the sun, and the effects of the sun is that your house is filled with light and warmth. This is who you are. You are the sun coming in to bring your energy of acceptance and love into that environment. They attracted you. Now, they could attract someone who is coming to fix a problem that they see from their perception is a problem, and that might work with their belief systems. But of course, when you're at that stage, you're really just talking about the symptom. You're not talking about the underlying issue that gave rise to the symptom. The issue is unworthiness, victimhood, manifestation events that are showing up, trying to get them or giving them the opportunity to see themselves from a new perspective, not as the victim, but as the creator. And yet they are unaware of this. And so they are seeking solutions to their discomfort or their pain or their fear through whatever it is. And this is common throughout humanity. There are very few who are not doing something to ease their discomfort or even to bring down their excitement. There's something going on to control how they feel. So what is your role then? How did you see your role 2 years ago?
I was trying to help fix their problem.
And if you could see that there is no problem, that they created this condition for the sole purpose of ascending along a path of self-discovery. Now, whether they get it or not consciously in this life is of no consequence because it's just a blink of an eye. When they return to the non-physical, they will see and know who they were being compared to who they truly are. And then they will choose something for the next incarnation. And they're always on a trajectory of fear to love. They are always going from ignorance to awareness, from confusion to clarity. This is how the process is. However, you must understand that they attracted you. Isn't that interesting? Of all the energy in the universe, somehow they attracted you and you attracted them. No mistakes. In fact, they created you, their version from their perspective of you, and you created them. So who are you running into is actually you. You're running into versions of you. Now, not literal versions of you, but representations of you. Oh, I wish I could have someone coming in to fix my problems. You have no problems. You just have the illusion of problems. I wish someone would come in and help me sort out my symptoms. Well, the symptoms are just representative of whatever underlying issue is with in regard to your understanding of who you truly are, your worthiness, your fear of loss, fear of rejection, fear of death, whatever that happens to be. You change your vibration as you begin walking into these homes or situations, and you say, I am just a being of love. Everything is right. Everything's going to work out right. There is nothing wrong happening. I accept you absolutely as you are. I will not judge you in any sense of the word. It's full acceptance, full love. I'm here to support you in any way you want. And then you'll receive ideas. Oh, how about this? How about this? Tell me about your childhood. Tell me about your anger. Tell me about your frustration. Tell me about why you think this happened. You might have these insights, and then you can say, well, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Have you thought about this? Showing them new perspectives. If you have an attachment to an outcome, then you're going to bring fear into the situation when it seems like your outcome is not going to manifest. If you have an attachment to your value in this role, then you will receive urges to change the conditions when you aren't achieving what you perceive your worthiness and value to be in this role. When you accept yourself as a being of love without any attachment to outcome or without any attachment to what they think of you, you've erased your part of the wobble in this. And since it's all about you and not about them, all they are is allowing you to practice who you truly are. And in the practicing of who you truly are, understanding your phenomenal power, not to change, not to fix, but to be an energetic vessel of love, you will create miracles.
I like that. That warms my heart. Just because thinking of myself as being like a sun that goes into their home is like, what else can I do for them? Nothing else. That's about it, right?
Unless you have an inspiring idea.
Right.
Based in love. Right. Exactly.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Who's next?
No, well, I have a question.
Yes.
It's Kate. Hi, Joshua. So, you know, we create our reality, and I find that habitually I'll talk about a situation and I'll point out the negatives in it. And if I start with like trying to find all the positives in it, I feel like it's false. Like I'm trying to lie about it, or I'm putting out a rosy picture when it's actually not a rosy picture.
Brilliant observation here. There are aspects of any situation where you can find the positive and you can also find the negative. When you're making a decision, you might have a list, pros and cons. When you're looking into pros, those pros align with your empowering beliefs. When you look at the cons, those cons align with your limiting beliefs. Now, none of that is true. It's all neutral. There are no positives and there are no negatives. It's all judgment from a perspective. You're saying, I think this is positive because I think this will help me achieve an outcome. That's the only reason you think it's positive. And one person could think this idea is positive, another person could think that idea is negative, based on the individual perception of the perceiver. Yet, if it's all neutral, well, the positives are certainly beneficial, but the negatives are detrimental or limiting. And this is why many people get stuck in the law of attraction. They are told, focus on the positives and ignore the negatives. Well, this is certainly a leap in the right direction and a vast improvement on their previous approach to life, which is only focusing on the negatives, complaining about the negatives, wishing away the negatives, trying to fix the negatives. Negatively focused as a victim would be solely on the 2% or the 1% or the 0.5% that's not perfect and not paying attention to the perfection of what is. So moving from focusing on negative to focusing on positive is a giant leap forward. But when you get to a certain point and you want to actually create preferable conditions, it's fine to understand the positive, but you also must look at why you think the negative is wrong. And in that understanding of what's wrong in the negative, you will find your limiting beliefs. And then instead of trying to wash away the negative, you just simply process the limiting beliefs. Oh, I don't think that's good, because if that was good, then that might lead to something unwanted. Well, the thing unwanted is always the thing you fear. And if you didn't have that fear, there could be no unwanted thing. So if you look at what the fear is, it's always that underlying limiting belief. It's always the underlying limiting belief. And there are a myriad of limiting beliefs, but you don't have to worry about having to control them or change them or fix the limiting beliefs or process them. You only have to think about that which is bringing negative emotion in the moment. If you're existing in a state of ease and joy and acceptance and everything's okay and you're going with the flow of life, then you're vibrating at the proper level at the time. You're in alignment. If a thought pops up and you feel, oh, that's wrong, or some little tiny negative emotion, well, you have a chance right then and there to say, hold on. Why did I feel that negative emotion? Why do I think that's wrong? Oh, okay, I think it's wrong because I think that that shouldn't exist in my reality. Well, why shouldn't it exist? Because if it exists, it might lead to an unwanted outcome. All right, well, let's dig a little deeper. What's the unwanted outcome? Oh, it might lead to this interaction or this more loneliness or more of what I don't want or blah, 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 blah. Is that true? No, it's not true at all. Okay, so can I reframe my association to this negative, And can I just see it possibly not as positive, but as neutral? I now opt out of that thing. It's there. It's not bad. It's just neutral. If it comes as part of what I'm doing, well, then it has to come and it's supposed to be there. And it's just that I'm looking at it from a perspective that's not beneficial. That's all that is. So do you have this idea that just to simply state that something is not negative is a lie. And we will just say in an overall idea, things are either limiting or beneficial, limiting or empowering. You do not need to achieve the beneficial. You do not need to be anything else. You do not need to focus on more and more and more and more positive. However, if you can reduce what's limiting, well, then it's like the ballast being removed or the weights being removed on a balloon. You take off the weight, you drop the weight to the earth, and the balloon rises naturally. You take away whatever is limiting, and you naturally raise your vibration to a greater awareness of who you truly are, to more joy, more love, more acceptance, more power, more energy, more exhilaration, more excitement, more and more and more awareness of who you truly are. It's not a fact of achieving awareness of who you are. It's a process of removing the limitations. You can't remove a limitation if you see it as wrong. So don't see it as wrong. Just see it as limiting. Do you have any examples of what you're talking about?
I mean, a basic one, but it's everything. But so we got a new puppy and I'm like, how did it do? And well, it peed in the house, it pooped in the house, like never think like normal things it would normally do. But instead of saying it's doing great, he's doing all right. I'm like, well, he did this, this, and this.
Yes. Okay. This is a perfect example. So there's an interesting thing here because you have an understanding and awareness that a puppy needs to be trained and a puppy is going to do these things. And yet these are things that are unwanted, but you knew this going in. And so you're saying, at the same time, I knew this was going to happen, and yet I'm resisting it as it's happening. Imagine if you had this puppy that was perfectly trained from the beginning, that never made a mistake, that never did anything. Well, then you have no interaction with the puppy. Do you see that the whole reason the puppy's there is to allow you to have other things that will cause you to see yourself as the victim or the allower? If you could say, okay, the puppy peed, what's the big deal? We'll clean it up. We'll bring the puppy out for a walk. We'll be cognizant of where the puppy is. We will do all these things. And then at some point when the puppy is trained and not peeing in the house, you'll say, hey, can you believe it? The puppy went a whole week without peeing in the house. That's pretty good. Can you believe it? The puppy hasn't peed in the house for a month. That's amazing. And you will say, oh my God, look at how this difference is between what we thought was bad and what is now. And that's where the joy is. It's not in having things the way you think they should be. It's coming to an awareness that how they are now is aligning with what your intention had been all along. And that's where all the joy is. And so you can resist what is happening all you want. And you can wish it wasn't happening. But the process is coming to this understanding of where it's going is so much more thrilling and enjoyable and exciting and fun. And can't you see that in your own life? That if you got everything you thought you wanted from the time you're 5 years old, you would have a very unhappy life. Because there would be no growth. There'd be no interesting thing happening. There would be no achievement on your part. Not the achievement in the going out and battling and efforting and struggling and conquering, but the achievement of reducing your resistance to what is. And you could probably see in some experiences of maybe wealthy children that you know that are given everything all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. When one little tiny thing seems to go wrong, they go off the rails. How about the more resilient one who is saying, this isn't really a problem. This is going to work itself out. I'm enjoying watching the process. I can see where this is going. This is going is a growth thing. I can see my resistance in this. I can see how I get upset when there's a pee or the poop in the house. I can see how I wish things were different, but yet I understand how this process is working, and I know the puppy will be trained eventually. And I will appreciate that when that day comes. Until that day comes, I will move through all of this in as much ease as possible, knowing that it is my resistance to what's happening in the moment that's causing me to feel good or bad. Nothing is happening in the past. Nothing is happening in the future. What's happening in the moment? Oh, there's pee on the ground. Well, that means there's a puppy in the house. And isn't the house more enjoyable with the puppy? Of course it is. So the pee is no problem. I gratefully and joyously clean up the pee, knowing that everything is working out perfectly. Excellent. We have time.
I have
Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. It's about, I'm thinking, when you look at the earth and the problems there are with the climate change and all the animals and plants. And
that's
and
hilarious that you think you know what's going on.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but what do you mean?
You have no clue what's going on. You're just looking at it from this perspective of a human that thinks that what they read, the little bit of science that they have, the short perspective of their 100 years of knowledge about what's been going on, that means anything. Mm-hmm. How much do you weigh generally?
About 70 kilos.
And how much does the earth weigh?
Don't know.
Well, this is the perspective difference, right? Between the individual and the earth. And yet the individual is perceiving that they understand what the earth is. The earth is vast. It's been around for eons. It's going to be around for eons. It's simply a platform for you at this time. That's all it is. And as it evolves, it'll be a platform for those who come next. And yes, it's fine that you want to protect the earth and sustain it for future generations, but that's only done from control. It's only done based in fear. Fear that it won't work out. Fear that future generations, fear that they'll blame you. Fear that you won't live long enough in this perfect earth system. But the earth is a self-creating mechanism. The earth is the creator of its reality. You cannot create in the earth's reality. It's not possible. Now, your timeline compared to the Earth's timeline, your size compared to the Earth's size is the same thing. Now, imagine if you were a microscopic being. What would your perception of the Earth be then? Imagine if you're the sun. What's your perception of the Earth? Imagine if you're the universe. What's your perception of the Earth? If you're the universe, the entire universe, all the solar systems, all the planets, all the stars, all the suns, you look over at the Earth from your perspective of the universe, and you say, oh, it's doing just fine. It's doing just fine. You don't see anything going wrong from that perspective. If you're the perspective of the sun, there's a little tiny dot out there. It's doing just fine. It's been there forever. It's just doing fine. It's circling around. It's doing just fine. If you're the perspective of an ant and someone comes and steps on the anthill, that's the end of the universe. But you're just walking through the park. You see? It's all done from the perspective. Mm-hmm. So raise your perspective to that of the universe and you'll understand how everything's working out. Raise your perspective to that of something bigger, something elevated, and you work, see how everything's working out. Lower your perspective and you will only be in fear. You will only ever, ever, ever be in fear. Well, and in that fear, you will separate yourself from who you truly are. Because you, as who you truly are, as the source creator, are all that is, are all powerful, are limitless. You can create anything. It's just your perspective and your perception of reality that causes you to feel fear. And that's what causes your separation. And in order to resist that feeling of separation, you put in control mechanisms, all kinds of control mechanisms, a myriad of control mechanisms. You control maybe how much you eat, how much you drink, where you live, how much money you make in a year, who your friends are, what you'll watch on TV, who you'll vote for, all these things. And then you go deeper and deeper and deeper. Oh, I have to worry about my neighbors. Oh, I have to worry about the town council. Oh, I have to worry about the local economy. Oh, I have to worry about my business. And then you keep going. Oh, I have to worry about my country. Oh, I have to worry about immigrants. Oh, I have to worry about terrorists. Oh, I have to worry about what's happening in other countries. And you keep going and going and going and going. Oh, I have to worry about the world. Oh, I have to worry about my future. Oh, I have to worry about my past. Oh, I have to worry about this and this and this and this. All of that worry, all of that judgment, all of that fear is coming from a limited perspective. It's all based in limiting beliefs. It's all keeping you separated from who you are. It's all keeping you limited. That's all it does. You do not do any good by wishing things were different. That's the victim mentality. All of your power is coming into alignment with who you truly are. And that's only done by one thing, by the statement as follows. Everything is right. There is no wrong anywhere in the universe. Anything seen as wrong comes from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective based in love, everything is always, 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 always right. When you can get to that perspective, then you have an understanding of who you truly are. And from that level of alignment where everything is right and there is no wrong, then you can focus on what your soul's purpose is without the distractions of all this nonsense. And if you are meant to change the world, then you'll be inspired to. And if you are meant to paint a painting, and that's all that you're meant to do, then you can paint the most beautiful painting in the world. That's it. Focus on your life, your creation, your inclusion, your love from the higher perspective, and everything you truly want will manifest into your reality. But it's only your reality, and you're creating it by what you observe and what you judge and what you think is wrong. Start thinking everything is right, or at least everything is neutral, and you'll be swept away on a true journey of self-discovery, achieving higher and higher and higher and higher vibrations, not by building engines and putting on rockets and trying to shoot your vibration higher, but by reducing your limitations in limiting beliefs. You're an amazing group of creative geniuses. You are getting this. You are understanding it at higher levels. We can sense the vibration within all of you. You're on your way to easing your resistance and embracing your love. And we're enjoying this ride with you. And with that, beautiful, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.